Columbia presents Corwin. Tonight, in the eighth of his series of programs for CBS, Norman Corwin brings you Dory Got a Medal, a boogie-woogie biographical ballad starring Josh White as the singing and Canada Lee as the speaking narrator, with music by Mary Lou Williams, Jeff Alexander, and the Golden Gate Quartet. Miss Williams is featured at the piano, and Mr. Alexander conducts.
The story of this ballad is, for the most part, based upon true facts relating to the life of mess attendant Dory Miller, on data in the files of the U.S. Navy Department.
Norman Corwin's Dory Got a Medal.
Now listen here to what we got to say about our boy from way down Texas way. Yes, this here now's a true enough story about a farmer lad by the name of Dory. He was a killer, talking about a guy named Dory Miller. Now, Dory was big and Dory was strong. He worked like a horse to keep his folks along. He labored in the rain and he labored in the sun, and he kept right at it till his job was done. Oh, he was a kid, he was a chum. Why, he was a first-class sharecropper farmer. Dory never went very far from home till they heard about the goings on in Rome. And it seemed to him like a wicked sin how that Hitler guy was messing around Berlin. Yes, he was a fighter, and he made a war. He wouldn't stand for that Axis no how. So when the shooting started back in 39, Dory went to Waco and he stood in line at a U.S. Navy recruiting station. He signed himself up just to work for the nation. Oh, Dory was a cookie. He was a cake. He enlisted in the Navy for freedom's sake.
Yeah, just like he says, Dory went down to the recruiting station and he joined the Navy to see the world. Best doggone travel agency you ever did hear of. All 200 pounds of them, standing straight and tall, took the oath.
I, Dory Miller, do solemnly swear
that I will bear true faith and allegiance to the United States of America.
That I will bear true faith and allegiance to the United States of America.
And that I will serve them honestly and faithfully against all their enemies, whomsoever.
And that I will serve them honestly and faithfully against all their enemies, whomsoever.
And that I will obey the order of the President of the United States.
And that I will obey the orders of the President of the United States.
According to the rules and articles of government of the Navy.
According to the rules and articles of government of the Navy.
Do you so swear?
I do.
Well, now you're a sailor.
I'm going to be a good sailor.
Yes, sir. That's what Dory said. Fella down in Waco recruiting station remembers Dory grinning a big grin and shaking his hand and saying,
yes, sir, I'm going to be a good sailor.
So Dory went home to pack his belongings and get ready to be a sailor.
Well, Dory went home to his folks next day, and he said he had a job with the USA. Then, just like you'd expect him to, went to say goodbye to his best girl, Sue. Oh, Dory was solid. He was a sender, but he loved with the love that was sweet and tender.
Yeah, it was just like he said. Dory sure was in love with that girl, Sue.
You're going to write to me, Dory.
Now, what you think?
They say that a sailor's got a girl in every port. What are you going to do about that?
I just ain't going to stop at any port till I get back home, honey.
You going to miss me?
Say, I'm just going to be all at sea without you, honey.
You going to think about me?
I'm going to think about you, dream about you, talk about you, and say, I'm even going to sing about you.
What are you going to sing?
A little song that goes just like this.
I tell you, Susie, want you to know I do love you so. Yes, Susie, now Susie, I'll come back to you when this job is through, my Sue. If there's trouble brewing, I must be doing all I can do to get this darn thing over soon. I'll tell you, Susie, oh, Susie, if things are okay, I'll come back this way. My Sue, when I come from home to see, then you and me will settle down and marry. Are you listening, Sue? Why, sure. We'll have cats and dogs and flowers and a family. I love you,
took a bus and then he took a train. Went over the hill, across the plain. Long way from the man I took. And he wound up, Lord, on the battleship.
Dory done his duty as a sailor ought to. He took to a ship like a whale to water.
Now, Dory wasn't exactly in command. Just a third-class mess attendant hand. Many little jobs the fella had to get done. And he never got to practice on the Navy gun.
Never was a week, no, never was a moaner, but a good hard worker on the Arizona.
And that's the truth, folks. Dory was a third-class mess attendant on the USS Arizona. But as third-class mess attendants go, he was first class. And sure enough, he was seeing the world. Because the SS battleship Arizona with Dory Miller on board steamed right up into Pearl Harbor and dropped anchor there. Now in port, Dory took care of things like laundry, which is the kind of things mess attendants attend to. And on his leave, he would stroll around town and maybe buy a few little trinkets to send home to the folks or to Sue. And whenever he had a chance, he would write,
"Sure, I'm having a fine time, but I wish you were here." A
couple of times, they say he stopped by one of them penny arcades and made like he was a machine gunner. 50 shots for a nickel. He was pretty good at it, too. Considering he'd never handled any real kind of a gun.
Wish I could get a shot at that Hitler monkey for a nickel.
What Hitler ever done to you, boy?
Don't have to do nothing personal for me to want to kill him. He's a mean man, that fella. He's a mean, mean man.
You got some there, boy. He sure fit that general description, all right.
Okay, then. Now stand back and let me show you how to bring down a 4011 airplane.
Boy, you got to put a nickel in first.
Yeah, here you are. Okay, now give me three wheeling round elbows.
Dory didn't have a lot of time on shore. That was all right with him, because he loved that old Arizona battleship and didn't mind being a boarder in the harbor, even on Saturdays and Sundays. Now, Pearl Harbor was a beautiful port, all right. But the only thing wrong with the Hawaiian Islands, as far as Dory was concerned, was Waco, Texas being so far away from it. Still, he used to whistle as he worked. And he was whistling early one Sunday morning when,
Now, Dory was working with some of the boys, collecting laundry when he heard a noise. Sounded like the droning of a thousand bees, but they were dirty sons of Japanese. The alarm bell sounded and the fight was on. Hell broke loose on that December morn. Dory headed for his battle station. He was in a warlord for the duration. He took a look around and saw the deck was all blown up in a smoking wreck. So he went back to where his captain stood to report for orders like a sailor should. A bomb hit near and thurble thud. The captain went down in a pool of blood. Plane came low to attack the ship, but Dory shook his fist at the lousy nip. He helped his captain to a safer spot. Then he ran right back where the fight was hot. He got the bullet and he grabbed the gun and he blazed away at the rising sun. Dory never handled a bullet before. Sure made that machine gun roll. More than one little sneaking Jap never got back nohow to Japan.
Oh, he was a honey, he was a killer. Talking about a gunner named Dory Miller.
And she went out by herself and sat on the hill where she and Dory were last together. And she thought about her sailor man.
Me, oh my, I love him so. Broke my heart to see him go. Now there's a war to give me woe. Dory has gone for a sailor. I pray all day and I pray.
Hear what we've got to say. They heard about Dory down Washington way. Secretary Knox, the big Navy boss, he gave Dory Miller the Navy Cross.
Oh, and Dory was a good boy, never was a sinner. The Navy done made him a battle winner.
Dory Miller, mess attendant, third class.
For distinguished devotion to duty, extraordinary courage, and disregard of his own personal safety during the attack on the fleet in Pearl Harbor, territory of Hawaii, on December 7th, 1941. While at the side of his captain on the bridge, Miller, despite enemy strafing and bombing and the face of serious fire, assisted in moving his captain, who had been mortally wounded, to a place of greater safety. And later, manned and operated a machine gun until ordered to leave the bridge.
Great God Almighty, folks feeling glad. Best piece of news they ever had. Great God Almighty, folks feeling glad. Hear about the Dory Miller lad.
They sure felt glad to hear about Dory back home in Texas, all right. Especially Dory's mother and father and his three brothers, name of James, Selvy, and Connery Jr. Yeah, and Susie was mighty glad, too. And that's a fact.
He said he was going to be a good sailor, and he sure kept his word. He's a prize sailor.
And then on top of that medal, come the news that Dory was promoted from mess attendant third class all the way up to mess attendant first class.
Great God, the mighty folks feeling glad. Best piece of news they ever had. Great God, the mighty folks feeling bad. Best piece of news they ever had.
Yeah, best piece of news they ever heard. And down around Waco way, there was a little quiet jiving going on among friends. Dignified jiving for 15 or 20 hands. Dory sat down and wrote a letter home to his folks and told them the latest news.
Dear Ma and Pa, Jim and Selby and Connie and Sue, I haven't got much time to write because I've been transferred to another ship, the escort carrier Liscomb Bay, and I got to get a lot of things done before morning. Right now, I just want to tell you that these dark clouds will roll away. And I'll still be on the sunny side. This is what I've been waiting for, I guess. Now it's happened, and I'm all right. Give my love to all, Dory.
Now listen here to what we got to say. Dory went to sea on that Liscomb Bay. It was a brand new ship with a brand new crew and a very important job to do. Some boys were white and some were black. And the smoke poured out of a chimney stack. And she steamed to the north and she steamed to the west. And Dory was proud of that medal on his chest.
Oh, Dory loves swing and Dory loves scat. But he hated every doggone fastest rat.
Now underneath the water down deep below was hiding a dirty Jap so-and-so. Her hull was long and her snout was mean. The Emperor's Honorable Submarine. It was early on a sad, sad November day that Sub got a bead on the Liscomb Bay. A Jap torpedo went through the form and that wicked tin fish headed straight for home.
Navy Communique Number 487, Central Pacific. The USS Liscomb Bay, an escort carrier, was sunk as the result of being torpedoed by a submarine on November 24, 1943, in the Gilbert Islands area. The next of kin of casualties aboard the Liscomb Bay will be notified as soon as possible.
Mighty folks feeling glad. Best piece of news they ever had. Great God Almighty, folks feeling bad. Worst piece of news they ever had.
Yeah, the sailor boys who knew Dory, they were feeling bad too. They stood there on the shores of the Gilbert Isle, which they had captured from the Japs. And they looked out to sea, looked out over the moonlit waters toward where their mates had gone down. And they made a vow to Dory
and the men who died with him.
To you, beloved comrade, we make this solemn vow. The fight will go on. The fight will still go on. Like you, beloved comrade, we pledge our bodies now. The fight will go on. The fight will still go on. Rest here in the earth. You'll find new birth when we have won. When we have won. When we beloved comrade, the fight has just begun. The fight will go on till we win. Until we win.
Home in Texas, they were feeling bad. Father Connery and Mother Henrietta kept on working at their farm. But they didn't have much help now, because their other three sons, Connery Jr., Jim, and Selby, were all in the army. And on a lonely hill sat Susie, looking out over the farmlands, looking to the west, looking toward the evening sky.
Here I sit on a lonely hill. Who can blame me, crying my fill? Every tear could turn a mill. Dory has gone for a sailor. Me, oh my, I loved him so. Broke my heart to see him go, and only time can heal my woe. Dory has gone for a sailor. Now gone for a
That's right what Susie said in her song. Dory is coming back when all men are free. He came from little people in a big country. And he grew up into a giant of a boy with a heart just as big as the state of Texas. He was the kind who looked whenever he could on the sunny side of things. But he knew what a dark cloud meant and what a storm meant. And if a sky suddenly got clouded over with Jap buzzards, he knew what to do, too, and he did it. You know, if we was able to get in touch with Dory Miller right now, you know what he'd probably say? Just what he said in his letter home.
These dark clouds will roll away, and I'll be on the sunny side. Now it's happened, and I'm all right.
He was a good sailor, all right, Dory was. He kept his word. And he's coming back sure as there'll be a judgment day. Lots of men are coming back. Hank Peters and Colin Kelly and Mile Levin and Patty Finucane. Lots of Chinese and British and Russian boys. Lots of black and white and yellow boys who went marching to the front together. Plenty left to march in their place, and nobody's going to stop them. Nobody's going to keep them from marching ahead to victory. Ain't that the truth, Josh White?
That's why we're marching. Yes, we're marching. Marching down freedom's road. Ain't nobody gonna stop us. Nobody gonna keep us from marching down freedom's road. Hand me my gun, let the bugle blow loud. I'm on my way with my head up proud. One objective I've got in view is to keep a hole of freedom for me and you. That's why we're marching, yes, we're marching. Marching down freedom's road. Ain't nobody gonna stop us. Nobody gonna keep us from marching down freedom's road. Now it ought to be plain as the nose on your face. There's room in this land for every race. Some folk think that freedom just ain't right. Those are the very people we want to fight. That's why we're marching. Yes, we're marching. Marching down freedom's road. Ain't nobody gonna stop us. Nobody gonna keep us from marching down freedom's road.
And that road leads right through Waco, Texas, and London, England, and Sevastopol, and the Gilbert Islands. And it winds up in Berlin, Germany, and Tokyo, Japan.
Hito me red, hero, hito me rave. We're going after freedom if it leads us to our grave. That's why we're marching. Yes, we're marching. We're marching down freedom's road. United we stand, divided we fall. Let's make this land safe for one and all. I've got a message, and you know it's right. Black and white together, unite and fight. That's why we march. Yes, we're marching. Marching down freedom's road. Ain't no fascist gonna stop us. No Nazis gonna keep us from marching down freedom's road.
You have been listening to Dory Got a Medal, written, directed, and produced by Norman Corwin as the eighth in his series of broadcasts for Columbia. Music was composed and conducted by Jeff Alexander, with additional songs and lyrics by Mary Lou Williams, Langston Hughes, and Josh White. The song Beloved Comrade was composed by Private Fred Katz, who is now overseas with the U.S. Army. The distinguished actor of radio, stage, and screen, Canada Lee, narrated, and Mr. White sang the ballad and incidental songs. Others in the cast were the Golden Gate Quartet, Laura Duncan, Earl Hyman, Ken Renard, Jim Backus, and Rosetta Lenoir. Next week at this time, Columbia presents Norman Corwin's production of The Cliché Expert by Frank Sullivan, a comic study of old, broken-down phrases which most of us go around using as though they were coined yesterday. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.